2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
The noon hour is here.
Check it out.
And you're locked on to Utah's highest rated, most listened to sports radio station.
It's my station.
It's my station.
This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Like so many out here in this world, I'm just FOH. You know what that is, Scotty?
What's that?
It's Friends of Hans.
Hey, guys, what's happening?
Hey, welcome on in, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. My wife has accused me a little bit. That sounds a little harsher than what it really is. But, like, I will, if there's a place that I like a restaurant I like, I will just bomb the heck out of that place. Like, you know, we're going there every week or something like that.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I'm like, I hate it. I'm sick of it. I'm done. And then never go there again.
Yeah.
That's how Lloyd is with drops.
Oh, yes. So you will – don't look at us sideways, Lloyd.
Yeah, Lloyd
– I got – when you said bomb places, I was like, wait, what?
Okay.
Like, geez, man.
No, so Lloyd will sink his teeth into a drop, and then that drop will be played over and over and over again.
Yeah,
well, it's kind of a fun little start to the show.
Are you sure?
And I like to use the new Governor Cox one as the goodbye to the show.
Now, that's great. That's a great
– who's it fun for?
It's fun for everybody, it's listeners. It's entertainment. Know what we're here to do? Entertain?
Well, I think...
Are you not entertained?
I think you're looking to entertain yourself. I don't know if the listeners
sure,
are
a little
as
bit
fully
of that.
Entertained as you are.
I can promise you that this is about entertaining yourself, Lloyd. Because Scotty and I, it wears thin on us.
So, good to know we walked into the No Fun Show. I'm very excited about that today. Very excited. Hey, tune in for that, guys.
Does every workplace in the world have these continual sign-ins that you have to...
No.
Oh, you got to get your authenticator up and going?
And yeah. Now it's like a number, and it's like,
Hey, security is very important around here.
Very. I like it. I can see you just gritting your teeth.
I know, dude, because I just want to see our show doc, and it keeps popping up. Sign in to DMC. Sign in. And I'm trying, but it's not letting me. And I've signed in twice already today because I had to go through the no before you click or whatever assignment. You guys doing those things?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, every
Security
time.
Security awareness. Yeah, absolutely.
Never late.
Always on time, yeah.
So, anyways, things are good. So, our guy Xavier popped the day. Did he get into the outfield? Did he get it out to where did he hit to?
No, he hit it like right at the pitcher. But he still the pitcher didn't. So they had bases loaded.
Yeah,
and the pitcher wasn't able to get the guy out at home.
So he got a run in and yes, he got on first.
Yes, he did.
Because you know he's going to leg out that single with that speed.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, RBI yeah. single. He's good.
Does he love the game like Papa?
Oh, he's starting to love it. I said, hey, once you get that first hit, it's contagious. Trust me. You'll love it.
It is. It is. And that's, I never got it. That's why it wasn't contagious for me. But baseball is becoming a much bigger and better option. I'm telling you guys, it's just a blast to watch now.
Look at you going full out baseball.
Pitch clock makes every bit of difference.
I wonder if this was how it was in like 2008, 2009 when you hated golf, and then all of a sudden you loved golf.
Well, maybe. Maybe. I did fall in love with it once I learned a little bit about it and some of the nuances.
When I first met you, you did not like golf at all.
No.
No. You thought that was a waste of good grazing area.
Yeah.
And agriculture.
Yep. Yep. That's what we were raised to
do. You could have cattle on that land right there.
Yeah.
But instead, you got a bunch of middle-aged dorks.
The amount of water you put into that grass, you should be ashamed. Make alfalfa farmers look like they're conservative with their water.
Don't be dragging the alfalfa farmers into this. I don't want any of that heat.
Oh, man, they're laying so low.
I know a lot of those guys, man. They
like, what's that? A drought?
Like, what? How did we get into this? We're just out here farming. Why are you throwing us under the bus?
We're just trying to get our fourth cut of the year.
Yeah, come on.
And ship it out of here. I know alfalfa farmers don't want any of that heat.
No.
Like, what? So there's water crisis? The Great Salt Lake's drying up? Hold on. I got to go make sure I'm getting my water on the room.
I moved those hand lines twice a day, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m.
There's nothing fun about moving hand lines through alfalfa.
Although alfalfa is probably the easiest one.
It's not fun, though.
But because you get,
when you get that high, when you get that high growth.
You get the high growth, but it's better than potatoes because those vines will wrap around your feet.
Yeah, that's not fun. Did you have to blow gophers out of your lines ever?
I don't think we ever had a gopher problem.
We blew a couple of gophers out of lines.
They just
get in there somehow.
You just open up that cap and let the water just burst right through there?
Yep. Through the end of the pipe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just open up the end of the pipe and let it all gush out.
Those things are...
Gophers even got in there.
Those things are like... It's like raging waters for those guys, man.
Yeah, they come rolling out like bowling balls.
Yeah.
Gophers are baning my existence. I still can't stand them. Gophers, not golfers. Gophers.
That's where we are right now on this show.
I want you to kill every gopher on the course.
Check me if I'm wrong, Sandy, but if I kill all the golfers, they're going to lock me up and throw away the key.
The Greek, not golfers, the little brown furry rodents.
We can do that.
Right.
We don't even have to have a reason.
Well, we got a big day. I know planned today, Scotty. We are getting really close to the 60 and 60.
Like, uncomfortably close.
Uncomfortably close with the 60 and 60. And we're about to ship it out to the voters. The voters will ship it back. We'll have our final tally, and we'll be rock and rolling. What, in about 2 weeks? 3 weeks?
Yeah, you know what? I counted down the days, and then I forgot. It's like the 8th or the 9th or something like that.
June?
Yeah.
Okay. I've got the list, and we're ready to roll.
Do you? Okay.
I believe so. Here's the thing. I think all of us just need to take a deep breath and relax. And it's not going to be the end of the world if we have another Marcus Williams situation here.
Okay. All right.
Yes, there's going to be a receiver that is left off of this list that goes and gets 550 yards. I don't want to hear about it. There's going to be an offensive lineman that earns a start and goes on to become all conference.
And then it's going to be like somebody will retweet, so-and-so is second team all conference, but can't make the KSL Sports Zone top 60 and 60.
But so-and-so was on the 60 and 60 at the offensive line position. And it's like, man, so hard to call right now.
Yeah.
Never had this transfer changeover, ever.
No, this is a nightmare for all of us. But we'll get through it. We'll be all right.
Can we blame it on Maddie? No?
No, let's not blame it on Maddie. Okay. That's something Lloyd to do. No, we're not doing that.
That's true. No, we'll take the heat.
But I do think this gives us an opportunity to really lean into the re-rank at the end of the season.
Okay.
Because we've been kind of bashful about the re-ranking. At least I have been. You've been on those front lines far more than I. I'm like how at that game in Logan when BYU was playing Utah State and a player was coming to the sideline and you grabbed Ben Bagley, our good friend, and put him in front of you to be a human shield.
Oh, yep.
I feel like I've been that way with you in terms of the re-rank at the end of the season. Like, I want no part of it. But now I'm ready to stand side by side with you.
You sure?
Not at all.
Oh, okay.
But we'll give it our best.
Well,
shot. Maybe
the re-rank is the only way to
truly
to wrong or to right our wrongs.
Exactly. Yeah.
Hey, these aren't our wrongs. Why are you saying right our
oh,
wrongs?
Oh, no. The voters' wrongs.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was like, well, what do you blame on us for? We didn't do it.
What I'm saying is there might be a guy that has 600 yards receiving that wasn't on the 60. That might happen.
Look, Utah State has really zero experience at wide receiver. One of those guys is going to come away with 800-900 yards receiving this year.
And then there's going to be the outcry of
why didn't you?
I don't understand.
Because nobody had any experience. But there's a guy like Jalen Royals, who I think nobody knows about up in Logan. I think he's going to have a phenomenal season this year. I really do. There's a kid from Stanford that's transferring in. He's going to have a great season. Somebody's got to catch passes up there. And they're going to have a really good season. Now, you can't be upset with us at the end of the season because there was nothing to judge him by before. But afterwards, we will have a sample size of this season, and then we can properly re-rank at the end of the year.
We'll do that. We'll commit to that. And you're still going to get your 60 players. And really, does it matter past like 30?
I mean,
it's your top 30 that everybody starts to really lock in. The top 60, it is a very large sample size of great football players in the state. So we went broad so that we can kind of shoot with some buckshot here.
There you go. I like it.
So we'll have still plenty of names that you can get excited about.
Yes. And a few that you can get really upset about.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. All right, let's get to it. Hans and Scotty, it's a beautiful Tuesday. It's your starting lineup right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is Hans and Scotty G.
Let's go!
The lineup is set, and it's time to kick off the show with the biggest topic of the day. This is the starting lineup on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. It is your starting lineup, all brought to you by Lee's Heating and Plumbing, Lee's Heating and Air, home of the award-winning line of America's Standard Furnaces and Air Conditioners. Call Lee's right now for a tune-up special. Go to leesheatac.com.
All right, so yesterday I predicted that we're going to see two sweeps. One is complete.
Yep.
The Los Angeles Lakers are no more. Denver takes care of business. They came back from a deficit, and they go on to win that game. And they beat the Lakers pretty soundly, ended up beating them pretty soundly through the four-game sweep. So LeBron James addressed the media. After this series goes final, you could see he was wearing frustration. You could see that he was wearing fatigue. And Scotty, he made some comments that allude to the possibility of him retiring. Here's LeBron James.
Well, for me, I mean, I just, you know, it's all about availability for me and keeping my mind sharp and things of that nature. Being present on the floor, being present, you know, locker room and bus rides and plane rides, things of that nature. It's challenging. It's challenging, you know, for sure. It was a very challenging season. You know, for me, you know, for our ball club, and obviously, you know, we know what went on early on or whatever the case may be, but it was pretty cool ride. But I don't know. You know, I think it was okay. I don't like to say it's a successful year because I don't play for anything besides winning championships at this point in my career. And, you know, I don't get a kick out of making a conference appearance. I've done it a lot. And it's not fun to me to not be able to be a part of, you know, getting to the finals, but we'll see. We'll see what happens going forward. But I don't know. I got a lot to think about, to be honest. And just for me personally, going forward with the game of basketball, got a lot to think about.
Going forward with the game of basketball personally,
yeah.
Got a lot to think about.
He did clarify with ESPN and said that, yeah, he was referring to retirement there. And there, I know there's, you know, everybody just kind of said it's LeBron making it about him. And there's always a little bit of an element of that. But I'm going to play devil's advocate a little bit here. Do I think LeBron James is going to retire? Absolutely not. I don't think he is. But I do think in that singular moment, like if you listen to those comments, that was just a stream of conscience. That was just just verbal, just puking, if you will. Yeah, sorry for the lack of a
word. Thinking and
he's just thinking out loud. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a few things. He's old. He's tired. He is disappointed with how the season ended. He probably doesn't see a route going forward for the Lakers to win a title next year. He just saw one of his better, closer friends, Carmelo Anthony, retire. And he's got a son playing at USC. I think I think in his mind, he's thinking, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to think about this.
Can I add one more to your list?
Sure.
He's dealing with a lot of pain.
Yes, absolutely.
I think he's physically in pain. I think his foot hurts. I think his body hurts.
And I think once you get a month or two removed from the season and he starts to feel better and re-energized and stuff like that, he'll go back. But I'm not of the camp that like, oh, that's ridiculous. He's just making it about him and trying to draw up interest and take attention away from the Laker or from the Nuggets and put it on him. I think in this singular moment, he is actually thinking about retiring. Now, do I think he will? Absolutely not. I think he will 100% be back next season. But I think right there on that spot, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say, yeah, I think he is retiring. Or he is, in his mind, right there with everything coming down on him, he's feeling about, yeah, maybe,
there's
maybe
a consideration.
I should shut it down. Yeah.
I 1,000,000% agree with you. I think he was thinking out loud. And I think that he was feeling his body. He was feeling the sweep, the embarrassment of the sweep at home in front of the Lakers crowd. Probably feeling alone because he's still in that game. He still put up a heck of a performance. 38 years old. It's a sweep. It's an elimination game. And he still put up, 40 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't have my box score in front of me. Is that 40 points, 10 rebounds?
Yeah, I've got it here in a second. Hold on.
Let me know there. Because in that moment, I'm sure that he was feeling alone, kind of solo in this 0-4 sweep. I think that he was probably, like you mentioned, I think maybe even more than anything. Well, I don't know, maybe more than anything. I'm sure it's a pretty equal compilation of a lot of things.
You're right, 40, 10, and 9.
That's an insane line.
Yeah.
That's an incredible line. And it really did feel like there was nobody else on the court that could really do anything. What was Anthony Davis on his line?
Oh, boy.
He,
I lost it.
He had a disappearing act that was...
Anthony Davis had 21, 14, and 1.
Yeah, typical. And not the 21 and 14 is something to...
But it doesn't feel like you can count on him.
Yeah, but 21 and 14 is not what Anthony Davis could or should give you.
Yeah.
I think almost... Well, I think a big part of what he was thinking and kind of saying is what you mentioned. Knowing what the Lakers' situation is, where they are with cap space and what they're facing. And I don't know how he feels about Darvin Ham. I don't know. I've got to imagine he's not real happy with guys like D'Angelo Russell that wet the bed and disappeared. But he's probably looking at next year thinking, okay, so it's probably going to take a 40, 10, and 9 performance again from me every night in order for us to sneak back into the 7th seed, play in the play-in tournament again where I have to be the dog again. Can't count on Anthony Davis except for one out of every four games. So what, I'm going to have to drag him? I'm sick of dragging people. I don't know of a superstar that has dragged more teammates.
Oh, no.
Than LeBron James.
Right. Yeah. Those Cleveland teams in both iterations that he dragged NBA Finals appearances over and over.
And in large part, it's kind of your fault. It's not, because you go get the money that you can get.
Yeah.
But when you take all the money and it's a hard cap, it's really difficult to give you a team that you don't have to drag. And that's just the hard facts. And that's why Golden State has been able to stick together for so long, because they'll take a little bit of a hometown discount, or they'll try to help string out contracts or change some things so that they can stick together. I don't remember LeBron ever doing that.
No.
I think LeBron just always went and got what he could get, and that left him with some bare cupboards at times.
They may have trimmed a little bit when they did the big three in Miami. I think there may have been some things there, but
I can't remember much. I know that Bosch did it.
Yeah.
And I can't remember if LeBron did it. He may have. Maybe all three of them opted to do that together. But he dragged a lot of bad teams. And I wonder if he's just tired of dragging. I wonder if he's sick of having to pull everybody along. And he's thinking, where can I be that I don't have to be the centerpiece?
Yeah.
Where can I get out of the spotlight a bit? Where can I just bring my 28-8-8 and feel good about a 28-8-8 and not have people look at me when I hit 28-8-8 and look at me like, well, where's LeBron?
Which is funny, because 28-8 is ridiculous still. But that would be trimming it down for LeBron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But wait, don't you think that's the world he wants to exist in a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't want to be in front of the handcart. I want to sit on the handcart for a bit. You pull it. It's tiring. And be able to relax, because he can't.
And all of that's weighing down on him right now. In that singular moment, he's thinking about all of that. I'm sore. I'm tired. I'm old. I don't see this team being able to facilitate putting another championship roster together. And I don't know if I can do this anymore.
I wonder if we make too much of LeBron playing with his son in the NBA.
If we don't put enough on it?
No, I wonder if we make too much of it.
I think there's...
Because it's been made a lot of.
And he's mentioned it. I mean, he said that he wants to do it. But you know what's interesting? And somebody threw this out on Twitter, some national talking head. And I think I could see this. Remember, Michael took time off. Like, he may actually sit out a year. Like, I could see him sitting out a year, enjoying watching his son play at USC. His son gets drafted, and then he goes and signs on a league minimum deal with wherever his son plays.
How does that work with NBA contract?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm not sure how that works. But it seems like if it's possible, that there might be an element of truth to that.
So LeBron James is contracted through the 24-25 season. So he's got one more year on his current deal, and then he's got a player option for $50 million in 2024.
So there you go.
So he could opt out, and I mean, well, he could take next year off, except for it's like in the NFL, what we just talked about with Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck retired with years on his contract. It didn't matter if his contract expired.
Yeah.
If he came back,
they still have the rights to it.
They still have his rights, yep. Even though the contract would have expired. You can't just sit out a contract and let it go away. I don't know if that's the same with the NBA. But that makes sense what you're saying, Scotty. Maybe LeBron gets away from the game for a minute.
Takes a year off, recharges a little bit.
And then comes back and tries to enjoy the remaining few years that he's got.
Yeah.
He's 38 years old. He's already played 20 seasons. in the NBA at 38 years old. And what did you say? His postseason play was another 2.5 seasons?
I'll add it up, but it's about that. It's another, I think I want to say about 2.5 seasons, yeah.
If I remember right, it's somewhere in that 160 or 180 range. It was in the 180 range, if I remember you saying that right. Because I remember you talking about it not too long ago. But LeBron James, player option in 24-25 for $50 million. I just think that he was really speaking his feelings and his emotions when he was just kind of spewing. I think he's going to get away from it for a month and probably recharge the battery. The foot will feel better. Body will feel better. He'll still be hungry for something. But the bleak outlook of, man, this is my team, and there's not much we can do about it.
So LeBron James, by the way, has played 200 and, as of last night, a grand total of, holy smokes, hold on here.
Oh, so he's in the 200s.
Oh, yeah. No, this number is going to get nuts here. He has played 282 playoff games. That's 3.5 NBA seasons.
Yeah.
3.43.
Yeah.
So he's played an additional 3.5 full NBA seasons in his career just in playoff games.
So essentially putting 23.5 years on a court.
Yeah. Yep.
Not to mention his U.S. men's team duties that he's participated in. He's put a lot of miles on him. You could see it. You knew that that foot was damaged. Every once in a while, he'd explode to the rim, but he didn't do it like the old LeBron that had to do it to carry a team.
And how about this? In that series, in this last series, at 38 years old, he averaged 42-10-9.
He averaged 42-10-9 through this series?
Yep.
On a 0-4 sweep?
Yep.
How disgusted would you be?
Yeah. That also has to be part of his thought process.
It's the hang in the emotion of, I'm sick of dragging everybody.
Yep. By the way, this was his fifth highest output as far as points per game averaged for the whole season. It was his fifth highest.
Jeez. He's got a lot left in the tank. You know he's got a lot of game left, but I don't know if he's got the drive left.
Yep.
How frustrating would that be to put up that stat line and not look back at a 7-game series, but look back at a 4-game sweep? It'd be like, man.
Yeah.
Right now, the Lakers have $107 million committed to the books next year. Anthony Davis is back for $40 million.
How much time is left on his contract?
It's same as LeBron. He'll have the player option in 24-25. So
this is essentially a contract year for him.
Yes.
Yeah. Because he won't sign that. He won't pick up that option.
Other than that, you don't have a lot on the books.
So maybe there is some wiggle room there for them to try to build a.
Yeah, you can. Malik Beasley is a team option.
And Kyrie Irving spent 2 games there sitting front row. Apparently he's ready to come to L.A. All right. Hans and Scotty joining us now. Jeff Donovan. Look, you've heard people talk about these ERC, Employee Retention Credit Programs. And Jeff is local. Jeff has helped a lot of businesses up and down the Wasatch Front bring in some big time money back into their business. Jeff, how you doing?
Good, Scotty. How are you?
I'm doing great. And I love helping local businesses. And I know you do as well. I know you've been on this station a bunch, but just kind of give a refresher course. What's the ERC program and how can this help people out?
Well, thanks for having me, and it's great to be back, and it's great to be on the program. Love listening to you guys. The ERC program is a great way for employers to be rewarded for keeping employees during the pandemic. And the Employee Retention Credit Program is a way of rewarding employers to the tune of about $20,000 to $26,000 for each full-time employee they kept during the pandemic. And if they had anywhere between 5 employees up to 500 employees during 2020 and 2021, they can qualify for, as I said, $20,000 to $26,000 per employee.
So there may be some people out there that have heard you and heard others, you know, and heard about this program. And they're, and so they've talked to their tax professional, and the tax guy's like, no, you don't qualify. Don't worry about that. That may not be the case.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, a lot of business owners listening that have talked to their tax professional, and tax professional has told them they don't qualify for this program because they didn't have enough revenue reduction. And that revenue reduction, they may not have. But what the tax professional may not understand or know, and that is there's two additional ways to qualify. Supply chain disruption, meaning if your business had supply chain issues and couldn't get all the things. And every business in America had supply chain issues, and most of them even after the pandemic. If your business could have done at least 10% more than it did compared to before COVID 2019, you should pick up the phone and call me because you can qualify for this program.
It's really simple. All you have to do, and again, no charge, to just get some information, correct? 801-895-3777. That's 801-895-3777, correct?
That's correct. And like I say, there's no cost. In fact, there's no cost whatsoever until you get your checks from the IRS.
Love it. 801-895-3777. Give Jeff a call right now. Jeff Donovan, 801-895-3777, right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Your home for Real Salt Lake is right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
RSL beat Colorado on the weekend 3-2. The same two teams match up Wednesday night in the U.S. Open Cup. Winner to the quarterfinals. Pre-game show starts Wednesday night at 7. First kick at 8 here on The Zone.
Catch every moment of every RSL match right here on your exclusive home of Real Salt Lake. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, this is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Happy Tuesday. Let's go. Let's have some fun here. By the way, speaking of fun, you and I on Friday are going to be hanging out at Fat Cats in Bluffdale, your neck of the woods, 13901 South Redwood Road. It's Fat Cats. Make sure to join us. Again, May 26th from noon to 3, the best place for family fun. I've never been to a Fat Cats
before. Love it.
I know you're a big fan.
Got one in Saratoga. It's actually the closest theaters that we've got to our house out in Eagle Mountain. Got a Saratoga Springs Fat Cats, and they've got this indoor miniature golf that's all illuminated. It's all glows. It's got the black lights. They've got laser tag. They've got, what's that thing, Scotty, where you put that headset on and it puts you in
VR, virtual reality.
Yeah. They've got that they do. They've got a ton of arcade games, play games for tickets. They got a huge bowling alley. So go out there and bowl with the family.
I think Lloyd's going to be taking the day off, coming out and hanging out with us.
And then they've got,
call that a Tuesday.
I know.
I want to say four different theaters, or maybe somewhere in that.
And all luxury seating, right? Is that what you're saying?
All luxury. They're all big reclining sofa seatings, every one of them. So I go to Fat Cats quite a bit.
Hey, by the way, can we do a little house cleaning?
Yeah, what do
you got? Real quick. We'll get to the Eastern Conference coming up here a bit. Were you on this email? Oh, you weren't. Oh, no, yeah, you are on this email. So our promotions director, Dallin, is getting geared up for the day of adoption.
Yeah.
By the way, I just saw this. This is why we're talking about this. Shame on you, by the way.
It's not that bad.
What happened?
So we're getting ready for the day of adoption coming up at the end of June.
Hanson Scotty, third annual.
And what we do here at Bonneville, they don't mess around. Like, if we have an event, they blow it up and they order graphics so that we can send out tweets with cool graphics and stuff with the announcement and things like that. Well, the graphic came in. It looked great. It had a dog, a cat on it.
Yeah.
And you see the email that Lloyd sent out?
No. Dog and the cat are looking at the camera, sticking cute.
He said, so he sent this to everybody on the email. Let's see, Dallin, Steph Avis, Nate Dowdle, Maddie's on it. And Lloyd responds to it, looks good, but can we get two bearded dragons on the graphic?
I need to see something, okay? And it's going to involve both of you. I'm not going to lie to you. It's going to get weird. Two dragons.
So, the reason, did we talk about the bearded dragons on the air? Because we're on a conference call about the day of adoption.
So. I think we did a little bit.
And you're talking about dogs and cats, and you said, and even bearded dragons, they have bearded dragons because they have a beautiful soul, and even they need to be adopted.
I stand by those words.
And it was funny because it was on a Teams call, a Zoom call, and I'm looking at everybody's face while you were talking about the beautiful soul of a bearded dragon.
I've never seen so many uncomfortable smiles.
And just watching people on whether or not they were going to laugh because they knew you were being so sincere and genuine, which you were. I mean, it wasn't.
That's from my heart.
But yet you could tell people like, wait a minute, we're talking about bearded dragons.
Lloyd, do you not like bearded dragons?
I to be honest with you, I haven't actually held a bearded dragon.
People do walk them.
People walk a bearded dragon?
Yeah, and they care for them.
Does a bearded dragon really care about you? Can you make an emotional connection with a bearded dragon?
Personally on this, it's not my thing. I'm not really a lizard or snake guy, even though I've owned snakes and had them as pets. But
when you walked up to that cage and that snake saw you, was it like, oh, that's my guy Hans?
No, it was
It might strangle you. That's closer to probably strangling you in the middle of the night.
It just wanted another mouse. That's what I want. But I do know of people that have bearded dragons as emotional support pets.
An emotional support bearded dragon. Man, if that thing sits next to me on an airplane, I might throw a little bit of a fit.
1,000% they do. In fact,
Does it have like a little yellow vest around it?
I know of one individual in particular that has a bearded dragon as a support animal.
Okay, but I think we're getting a little fast and loose with the whole support animals, don't you think?
You know what my opinion is on that. You don't need to question that. I'm just telling you that bearded dragons can offer some real love and affection that others might be seeking for. They just want that sweet lizard connection.
Okay.
And that's what I was saying. Because we did, last time we did the Hanson Scotty Day of Adoption, we had a bearded dragon get adopted.
Yeah.
And I think that we're at like an 80-something odd pet count through the 2 years we've done it.
Yes.
Because they dropped the price to $12.80 for adoption. So you come in, you find a cat, or you find a rabbit, or you find a dog, or we've adopted it all out. Rabbits, we've adopted mice out.
Yeah.
I know the bearded dragon. I don't know about snakes. I know multiple dogs. We've adopted more dogs out than anything.
By the way, the chances of you coming and getting a pet that Hans probably hugged and squeezed very tightly.
Very high.
Very high.
Yeah.
Man, I do. The pets are just...
We need every one that you hold and squeeze tight to your chest, we need a picture of that.
They're so innocent. They're so kind. They're not that needy. They just want to make your day a little bit better, whether it's a bearded dragon or a lop-eared bunny.
There you go. But the big day of adoption coming up this year. We're excited. End of June.
End of June.
Yep.
Stay tuned for it. $12.80.
Any tortoises?
Ooh. I think we have adopted out a turtle.
No.
But not a tortoise.
What's the difference?
I'll ask Sarah. Tortoise do not enter water. They aren't a water-bound animal.
Okay. Mama wants a tortoise, and I'm like, you don't even understand.
No, she does not want a tortoise.
She does. I swear. I said, you don't even know the commitment. You're committing generations of your family.
Potentially three generations.
Yeah. Yes. I'm like, you don't even understand.
Xavier's kids are going to be cursing you out.
Exactly.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't typically
That's a big commitment.
Encourage a tortoise. I got a turtle when I was like 16.
I love turtles.
And I kept that thing until I was like 23, 24, and then moved it on down the road. Because it just grew moss, and it didn't offer a lot of emotional
support. You need an emotional connection with that thing.
When I came home, it didn't wag its tail and look at me like, oh, my best friend's home.
I like turtles.
Yeah.
Just swam around with its hard shell and claws. You can't hug hard shell and claws.
No, that doesn't sound loving at all. No. All right, Eastern Conference Finals. Tonight, will we see another sweep? I think we probably do. Heat at home taking on the Celtics. Celtics quit in Game 3. Heat trying to finish off this Celtics team, who I think has given up and may very well make a coaching change when this whole thing is done. And if I'm Miami, same thing like Denver, you don't want to let them off the hook.
Yeah.
You got them down, you better well just finish the thing, because this thing will shift back to Boston for Game 5, and you don't want to give them any kind of hope.
Game 3 was a gigantic embarrassment. Gigantic. I can't even overstate it.
Yeah.
They lost 128 to 102. Jason Tatum was your leading scorer for Boston at 14 points. That was your leading scorer.
Yeah.
14 points from Jason Tatum. You got 12 points from Jaylen Brown. You got 12 points off the bench from Grant Williams. Outside of that, it's hard to find anybody with double digits on the court. It felt like Al Horford, and I can't remember exactly the situation. Did he get injured in that game? Because I don't remember him playing a role of any type. And I get it. He's getting old. Al Horford was drafted back in 2007, and he's got some miles. But nobody felt like they were pressing. Nobody felt. And you know when you get to that 3-0, you're done.
Yes.
It's the kiss of death.
Yep.
And Boston showed to me that they got a bunch of guys. Maybe they don't want to play for this coach. Maybe they don't want to play for each other. But regardless, they don't want to play.
No. I have no interest in that.
So I am expecting a sweep tonight by Miami. And
especially at home, too.
You know what makes this whole thing crappy? They don't move the start of the NBA Finals. It's starting June 1.
You sit and wait and wait and wait.
It's starting June 1, whether you like it or not. That's 9 or 10 days that you're going to be waiting.
You know, and I think that was, what, the second NBA Finals the Jazz were in? Because the Jazz swept the Lakers, and then I think the Pacers that took the Bulls the 7 games? So the Jazz had to wait like 8 days, and I think it actually hurt them in that series. But if both teams sit back and wait, I mean, I understand TV's got all those times marked out, but still, come on, let's move this up a little bit.
Let's move it along.
Give them 3 or 4 days off, and then let's go.
But it's going to be a bit of a wait. You got to wait till June 1 for the NBA Finals to tip off. And I just don't see Boston. I see Boston. The storylines that have come out in regards to their head coach and the future of this organization, I said this yesterday, I think it gave the entire team an excuse.
So, to that point, if these players do not like that coach and they would prefer a new coach, you might see them. If it's out in the news and they're like, well, you know, our coach is on the hot seat. Well, do they really not like the guy? Because if they don't, they can roll over and play dead, because they're not winning the series anyway. So why not get a head start on? I mean, where's your fire? Where's your motivation in this thing? Now, if you love your head coach, you go out there and you play like gangbusters to try to save his job. But if you don't care about him and you don't care about his long-term viability with your franchise, what motivation as a player do you have in this game? You're playing on the road. You're down 0-3. You're not winning the series anyway. You don't like your coach. And you know that if you lose this game, he's probably getting fired, whereas if you reel off 2 or 3 and make this a competitive series, then he might stick around.
You know what's interesting to me? There's a marriage that takes place between a team and a coach. At some point, Boston felt like Joe Mazzulla was their next partner.
Yeah.
So they lift the interim tag and they give Joe Mazzulla the keys to the car. And between that short time and now, it's all come apart.
Yep.
They lifted that interim tag. I'm trying to find when they lifted that interim tag. And I can't find exactly the date. Let's see. On December 1st, Mazzulla was named Eastern Conference Coach of the Month. I can't find where they lifted his interim tag. But at some point, they lifted that tag, and they called him the head coach, and, hey, here we are. They had to have had some conversations with, hey, how do you feel about Joe Mazzulla? You feel like this guy is somebody that you could play hard for? Do you feel like this is a guy that can make the adjustments, the changes, the hires necessary to keep you guys competitive? At some point, there had to have been some confidence there, and that confidence goes away quick with some of the struggles.
Yeah.
To the point where you're here in the Eastern Conference Finals, and we all see the writing on the wall. Even if Boston eked out two wins and then ended up losing 4-2, he's gone.
I would think so.
So, to your point, why?
Why?
Why put the effort in? Why try to come back from a deficit that has never been come back from? You've never seen a 3-0 or an 0-3 come back, ever. And that's in their minds. I'll tell you this, if they did win tonight, it would make me at least feel like they've got a little bit of backbone. Make me feel like Tatum's got a little bit of heart. Jaylen Brown's got a little bit of heart. They got some backbone, some spirit, some spunk. But that's not happening.
No. All right, 12:49, Hans and Scotty, what you may have missed coming up next right here on 97.5, the EKSL Sports Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
Jason, good morning. You're on the air with DJ and PK.
So you guys are the champions of morning talk radio.
Oh, nice. And one, and it's this queen, and that reminds me of DJ.
Queen of soccer.
What'd you say? You broke up a little bit. Could you repeat that? Those two reasons? Say it again.
I said, because you guys are the champions of morning sports talk radio.
Yes.
And DJ's the queen of soccer.
DJ and PK are the champions of morning radio. And DJ individually is the queen of soccer. I like it. It makes complete and total sense to me.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 to 10. Presented by Murdoch Hyundai, Utah's number one Hyundai dealer for 16 years in a row. On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Looking for the latest on the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies?
Yeah.
We've got you covered. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the Sports Zone.
The tambourine man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I come following you.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, this is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Ethan Millard with Teton Wealth will be live in studio with Unrival coming up tomorrow, manana, to help you with your retirement plan. Tune in or visit retireteton.com.
Scotty, it is an end of an era, and I don't know how sad or upset you are about it, but the Denver Broncos have cut the final player that was a part of Super Bowl 50.
Don't like it. Don't like it at all. He's a good kicker. He's a good clutch kicker, too. I hate it when you move on. They're like, oh, he's making too much money. Okay, you're going to be a little grumpy when you're playing the Raiders and it's the fourth quarter and you're down, you know, 23-21 and you're lining up for that 42-yard field goal and he shanks it right. Oh, was it worth it then?
Like,
he's extremely clutch.
And extremely clutch.
It can 100%. Cost you a critical two games in a season. And one of them might be a postseason game.
He still has the big leg. I saw it pop up on Twitter. I've not read into it, whether it's salary cap related or whatever. But, I'm not a fan of this at all.
So, Brandon McManus is the guy that Scotty's talking about. And in that run to Super Bowl 50, he went 10 of 10 through the postseason in field goal attempts over the three postseason games. He was 5 of 5 in attempts that were 40 yards or more in those playoff games. He was 3 of 3 in field goal attempts in the Broncos' 24-10 win over the Carolina Panthers in the Super Bowl. He hit all three of his field goal attempts in the Super Bowl. Clutch, clutch, and more clutch. I don't remember reading anything specific about the salary. I just remember reading that he's getting up there in age. And that might be related to his salary.
Yeah. Which is fine, but I don't see any drop-off. And it's not like he's showing up at camp anytime. Like, they're not evaluating the guy. So.
But is that not bonkers that in 7 years, 8 years? What is that, 7 year period?
Yeah. He's the last one.
Since Super Bowl 50?
He's the last one.
That there's not a single remaining player. I talk about this all the time. NFL turnover.
It's crazy.
People don't quite grasp the magnitude of it.
Yeah. Tell you what, it's gonna cost them. Guarantee it. Guarantee there's gonna be a game this year where they're gonna say they'll bring in some dude and like, oh, this guy's fine, he's fine, and shank it right, and then all of a sudden you're gonna be all upset. Man, it would be nice to have a kicker there, been there and done it before. All right, Jeff Donovan joins us. It's time for you to get your ERC refunds, employee retention credit. Jeff, let's go through the total. How much have you gotten back to businesses here in the state of Utah?
Over $25 million so far in the last year. And on zone callers in the last 2 months, approaching $10 million.
Holy smokes. So you've gotten zone listeners and their businesses $10 million just over the last several months.
I think it's close to around nine, but I've helped several zone owners or zone listeners get 1.8, 1.3, 900,000, 1.1, and several sixes and fives. So, yeah, it's been quite a bit. So I'm very grateful, and I love doing business with local businesses since I own my business here in Utah as well.
Jeff, you've essentially earned Utah businesses, zone listeners, about the NBA mid-level exception. How about that?
That's
a little bit north of that for sure. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there that have heard this stuff and they're thinking, I don't know if that applies to me. I don't know if that's going to work for me and my business. Well, there's only one way to find out is to call and let you go through the process with them.
Yeah, I think the key there, too, as I say, is if you had at least five employees not related to you in 2020 and 2021 and up to as many as 500, and you're thinking, you've heard me for the last couple months and you're wondering, should I call? Just call, because there's a good chance that you will qualify and that you will be able to get a serious amount of refunds for you and to reward you for keeping employees during a very difficult time. And even if you got PPP, you can still get the ERC. This is a tax, payroll tax refund. It's not a loan. And you can get it for up to six quarters in 2020 and 2021.
Well, and you also know, Jeff, and we've talked to you before on the show, that this is people's hard-earned money, and you want to get them as much as you can, and you're charging a whole lot less than a lot of other people.
Yeah, our company charges about 40% less than most other competitors at a national level. Our company in Utah County has actually helped. We've helped over 50,000 businesses throughout America get more than $6 billion in refunds, and we've done that at a more competitive price than most national competitors.
So call right now. Again, the information's free, and correct me if I'm wrong, you don't take a single penny until that check comes back from the IRS, correct?
That's correct, yep.
801-895-3777. That's 801-895-3777. 855-895-3777. Call Jeff right now. Get that information. It's absolutely free right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.